Good morning. It's the 22nd of January. We finished yesterday by listing the signs that the Lord referred to in the Mount Olivet prophecy. I continue to read from Brother Harry. We know from Scripture that some of these things happened before the fall of Jerusalem. The Acts of the Apostles records false Christs, famines, and tensions among kingdoms. Most of the New Testament books were written before Jerusalem fell, and therefore do not record that event. Profane historians record several famines, including two in Rome. There are records of earthquakes, including one in Jerusalem mentioned by Josephus, one in Rome, one in Crete, and others. But the words of Jesus make at least three references to Old Testament scriptures. How to deal with false prophets and their signs and wonders is dealt with in Deuteronomy 13. The abomination of desolation is a reference to Daniel 9, verse 27, etc. And Jesus said, "Whoso readeth, let him understand." And the eagle is referred to in Deuteronomy 28, verse 49. Luke's record reads, "When ye shall see Jerusalem compassed with armies, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh." In other words, Christ is holding hands with Moses and the prophets. The amazing flight of the disciples from the besieged city of Jerusalem is recorded in profane and religious history. On two occasions during the siege, it was possible to flee from the Roman soldiers with the eagle as their emblem. Eusebius records that the disciples who fled went to Pella in Perea. It requires little imagination to see the parallels between the fall of Judea and the end of our age. The Lord's language is clearly designed to alert us to the perils of our own time and to prepare us for his coming. We have to flee from Babylon the Great before its fall. The apostate churches of Christendom, and all of the associated heresies and ways of life. We too have had great warnings of one kind and another that should stimulate us to review our lives and prepare for the day of the Lord. Those who did not flee from Jerusalem were caught in one of the most horrible desolations in history. Even the less florid accounts make it plain that hundreds of thousands perished in the siege, and thousands more were taken captive. It is interesting to try to decide where, in Matthew's record of the Olivet prophecy, we pass from the events of the fall of Jerusalem to the events leading to the second coming. However we resolve that question, the fact is that the end of the Jewish world during the first century AD is intended to be a parallel of the end of our own age. The downfall of Jerusalem was a visitation of the Roman armies under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was a day of the Lord, a coming of Jesus, perhaps the coming described in the words, "Ye shall not have gone over the cities of Israel till the Son of Man be come." But the great sound of a trumpet in verse 31 ties with a number of powerful scriptures, notably the seventh trumpet of the book of Revelation, the descent of the Lord from heaven with the sound of a trumpet, and the resurrection described by Paul as a time when the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. All these passages are based on the two silver trumpets of the priests in the tabernacle, which were used for the warning and assembly of the Jewish people. When the trumpet sounds, we shall be gathered to the Lord Jesus Christ. It will be a time even more dramatic and more decisive for each of us than the fall of Jerusalem was for that age. As we move through the chapter, we are left in no doubt that the second event is being described. The disciples had asked for signs. They were given them, both for their own day and for ours. Our signs are beyond doubt. Thank you for listening.